heart is aglow. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town.
And then finally, I sent a letter on May 1st to the governor advocating for personal services such as hairdressers, barbers, and nail salons to begin to reopen May 11th if there was a safe protocol for them to do so.
Well, let's find out if the governor got back to him. Mayor Grover Robinson joins us now, as he does weekly when we talk to him about what's going on in the city. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Have you heard anything back from the governor about this request to open salons and barbershops maybe as soon as next Monday?
You know, I didn't hear from him, but I do know he went to Orlando, I think, and met on that Saturday right afterwards on the second day with a bunch of barbers and hairstylists. So, you know, I don't know what is exactly he's doing, but I think he's looking at something to get them open here shortly. We certainly understand, and our whole goal right now is to try to see as many small businesses get back open and get running, and hopefully do it under safe protocols. That's what we're trying to do at the city, and we're still trying to work our way through this phase one.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, you're right. When he did that kind of roundtable with the barbershops and the stylists, I thought it was interesting because for them, you know, safety and sanitation is a protocol they've been doing for forever. So it's like a way of life. And they were basically saying, look, we know how to be safe, and, you know, let us do our jobs. That'd be a nice thing. You know, one of the obviously one of the big things that you have been talking with us about over the last couple of weeks is the possibility of, when you have restaurants now and retail open at one quarter inside and more open outside, what to do with Palafox. The last plan you had announced on Monday was possibly 4 to 9 Friday and Saturday, 10 to 9 closures on Sunday, and then allowing for people to walk in the middle in the up and down north and south lanes, basically, and to sit on the sidewalk. What is the current thinking? You've been talking with DIB and business owners. What is your current thinking about this?
I think there's going to be a meeting next week, a chance for the chamber, for everybody to come together and sort of express what their thoughts are on this, and everybody get a chance to voice a couple of things. So, you know, I understand there's some people who like the idea, some people who don't like the idea. If nobody was going to participate in it, it really doesn't seem like something to necessarily go do. So we, you know, I want to see what everybody really wants to do, if they want to do it and can make it work. We'll see what's going to happen. That meeting is going to be happening, I believe, next Wednesday. So we'll see if there's a go there, then we'll probably end up moving forward the following Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think it's something we could do to begin to do that. But we're also going to talk today about just working with other restaurants in general. You know, we're certainly not going to be enforcing any parking requirements. If they want to take some of their parking lot and figure out how to make space for them in that situation, and again, not force anybody to do it, but if somebody wants to do that and try to figure out how to get more outside capacity, I think that's what we want to see. I ate the other day at Cactus Flower outside. It was a good experience. Everybody seemed to feel safe. I think people were a lot more excited to eat outside than they were inside.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think this is what we're going to be. This is kind of the new normal that we're operating in. So, you know, we want to make it as conducive and people to begin to think about ways that they can operate their business as safely as possible. And so, you know, that's what we're continuing to see. I will say, Andrew, I did talk to Sacred Heart yesterday. They said it was the first time they've had 4 straight days with 0 admissions since you know, middle of March, I guess, where they've had 4 straight days with no admissions for COVID-19. So that was there's some steps that we're coming to. It shows that we're getting better, but we have some challenges still out there, and one of them is just learning how to open and do it safely so that we don't press our challenges against you know, the capacity of the healthcare.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers in Escambia County have been very good. I mean, we've got 5 new hospitalizations in the last 6 days and 5 total cases in the last 2 days. And, you know, we had a blip on Sunday. I think that was long-term care testing, but then it was 6 on Saturday. So it's very, very low in that regard. I just want to make sure I heard you right, because I think there's been a lot of discussion about this Palafox issue. The way I heard you say it is this weekend is not going to be a change. next week, probably Wednesday, there will be a meeting with the chamber. And if they support the idea, there might be a move forward on the following weekend for the possible closure of Palafox. Did I hear that right? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
That's perfect. Correct.
All right. And by the way,
That's absolutely correct. And
I love what you were saying about opening up the parking lots. You know, Milton City, they have been saying that they're doing this, and I love that idea of expanding outdoors. You talk with these folks all the time. My sense is that very few restaurants and retail jumped at Monday. I expected a lot to, you know, let's go. My perception is very few. Has that been your perception too, that they have very cautiously been entering what's now permitted under phase one?
And I think that's kind of what we're talking about a little bit. I think your own employees, getting them comfortable coming to work, as well as figuring out how to get customers. And I think it's part of the challenge. I think some places don't want to open if they feel like nobody's going to come. And so I think the way you make them more comfortable, and what I saw the other day, people were much more willing to eat outside than they were inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think this is kind of trying to figure out, you know, I think this is just part of where we're all going to be learning. And I think this is something that, you know, is interesting. I talked with Wes Payne last night. I know they opened the mall. I know it was also kind of a slow start on things.
Yep.
So we'll see what's happened. I think, as I've said so many times, either on my interviews and everything else, I think people will change their buying habits and other stuff. I think customers are changing, and I think it's going to be incumbent upon businesses to figure out how customers have changed because of these last 2 months.
Yeah, and I know in our house, and I know it's true of other people, is, you know, you kind of have internalized this idea of it's kind of dangerous, okay? And so we're going to be cautious, and we've gotten used to living the more secluded life, and there's a little bit of let's kind of see how this goes for everybody else before we venture out too much. And, you know, we're all collectively in that mindset. Mayor, I know you made the announcement the other day that even though the park facilities are now open, some are not, you know, restrooms are not, and also the splash pad is not open. I know for parents, you know, thinking as a parent of young people, why can't the kids go play at the splash pad? Is that a contagion risk? What's the question there?
You know, that's part of it. Exactly what we've got. We haven't opened up any of our pools. We're looking at what that would be. We're still just trying to figure out. There are things we know and we feel comfortable with, and there are things we don't feel comfortable with. Not because we know there's a problem, but just because we don't know.
Okay.
And so I think that's why you've seen us more stay away from some of the water activities, both pools, splash pad. We'll open that as we get more comfortable. But at this point, we just, you know, we're trying to stop anything from becoming a situation that would spread the virus. So we're still trying to work through those things. I think you'll see us come open over time. We were very clear at the city. We don't think the city should be inducing any additional risk that stops businesses from getting open. The more important thing for us, rather than us opening stuff, is for us to get businesses open so that they can do what they need to do, and we don't need to contribute any additional risk from government standpoint at this point.
Yeah, I mean, that I understand that makes perfect sense. That's why you guys are still sticking virtual with City Hall for the most part. Last question for you, just a kind of a personal question. You were saying the other day during our press conference that you were getting ready to go, I think it was to the dentist. I know, you know, that can be an unusual experience. How did it turn out for you? I mean, was that, you know, how was that process?
I did to the dentist, and man, it was hopping. I mean, they did have everyone was there, and I was surprised how many people were there. But they did. You walk in, they bring the paper. It's a totally different experience. You go sit in your car, then they call you in, and you go. You know, they do that. But it is kind of interesting. I've had several people say, "How do you go to the dentist?" And they allow that, and they don't allow me to cut your hair. And I said, hey, I totally get what you're saying. On this one, I'm following the governor's rules, so I get it. And that's one of the reasons we've said, hey, if you can safely figure out how to go to the dentist. But I will say this. My dental friends have told me, they said, listen, they said, this is nothing new to us. We've been involved in infectious disease for a long time, a variety of things that are issue for us. That's why we have all the PPE. That's why we organize the way we do. It has changed a few things the way we operate, but for the most part, As they explained to me, we operate in a very infectious atmosphere, and we're very aware of it, and that's why we have a lot of PPE. So when you wonder why your dental bill is also so high, it's a lot of that PPE.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's true. And I agree with you. The comparison with the one, why the dentist and not the nail salon? I mean, I sympathize with that comparison. Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola, sir, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll talk to you Monday at the press conference.
Happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Oh, and by the way, 2 seconds. We failed to mention you're doing a Q&A on Facebook today, right? Is it 11 o'clock? Is that right?
I am 11:30. 11:30, we will be there. We're hoping to have somebody from the medical community there. The Doctors Association for Escambia and Santa Rosa County has wanted to get involved. And if it doesn't work there, we'll have them on another time. But we are trying to effort to have somebody from the Medical Association for Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
Very good. And by the way, kudos to you. There's been several people that have gone out of their way to be like even more available at this time, and you're one of them. And we appreciate that. We think it's a good thing for government. Mayor Robinson, we'll talk to you
always
again soon.
Thank you. You take care.